Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk about this entertainment, these parties, the entertainment, top-notch, food expensive, all the stops pulled out. You would think we're talking about a wedding, but we're not. It's a birthday party for a toddler.
Now, some parents are spending upwards of $75,000 for a birthday party that, ironically, the young kids probably won't remember. Lisa Zelkin is CEO of the party planning service Send in the Clowns. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So if the young kids don't remember this, this is really for the parents to show off how much money they can spend on a party, right?
I mean, I really wouldn't couch it that way, per
okay.
se.
Yeah, but I would.
Okay. Well, to each his own, right? But, you know, this isn't anything new. I've been in this business for 30 years. And, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we were talking about the extravagant nature of kids' birthday parties. Everything just kind of, the bar gets raised, you know, every so often. And I think COVID really pushed us to raise the bar even further and higher right now.
So, okay, I'm a parent. I have two kids. My daughter just turned 19. My son just turned 10. And, you know, I know the feeling that you want to give them everything and you want everything to be so wonderful for them. And but truly, do you ever see any impacts of spending that much money and having something so extravagant on the kids and possibly kids continuing to expect that level of celebration in the parties? Or is this something that these parents do one time and then that's maybe it?
I don't think people set out to spend a certain amount of money, and I don't think they bring kids into that conversation either. I think things kind of spin out of, I don't want to say control, but you know, there's so much you can do when it comes to celebrating your child. And oftentimes people use celebrating their child as an excuse to celebrate with friends and family. You know, it used to be like my parents' era, they were having cocktail parties with just the grown-ups on a Saturday night and the kids weren't involved. But now it's like everybody's in. You know, the grown-ups, the kids, it's just sort of a level playing field of celebration. And I think people can justify it in that way. Yes, it's for my child's second birthday or my child's fourth birthday, but I'm inviting the whole class and I'm inviting the neighbors and friends and I'm inviting all my cohorts at work and so on. And I think it just becomes, you know, a larger celebration with the excuse of celebrating for your child.
Right. So it's a party for the adults as well. So you want to throw a good party. But let me give you a little story from my childhood. I'm told that I once had a birthday party, because my birthday is very close to Halloween, that I had a Halloween-themed birthday party, and that they had a skeleton there, and that people were dressed up in Halloween costumes. I don't remember that party. I don't remember it. So would it be evil of someone to say, hey, you know, when you were 2 years old, we spent $75,000 on your birthday party, and the kid believes it? Could you do that?
I mean, I think the price point element of it is not the conversation the kid needs to have.
Right.
But listen, you're talking about that party today, right? So maybe you don't remember it, but it's become like a story in your family. It's become something that's, you know, holds some sort of significance for you.
And pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
video.
Today, video. Okay, so Lisa, what are some of the most memorable parties you've put together for a child? What are some of the things that were just like, oh my gosh, wow, this is highly extravagant and incredible?
So I like to describe the parties that I throw as not over the top, but well thought out. So I don't just suggest to people or run with an idea that a client has simply because it's over the top. It has to make sense. There has to be a reason for it. So for me, balloon decoration, which has become like the zeitgeist of all parties and Instagram these days. For me, balloons have always been about like informing the party, not just something decorative to just do tons of, but to have a purpose. There was a time that I did a farm themed party, and we literally made a balloon barn. We built walls out of balloons and created this what looked like a barn, but it was made out of balloons. And to me, that just kind of blended the idea of party infrastructure with something unexpected and fun and a cool surprise.
What's the most money somebody spent on a party with your service?
Between you and me and the entire listening audience.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Don't tell anyone.
So there has been the $250,000 budget. Wow. Not because someone has said that is what they want to spend, but A, they have the means, and B, it just kind of got to that place, you know, hundreds of kids and, well, let's say 100 kids and 100 adults and, you know, all the infrastructure, all the food, building something from the ground up in someone's backyard that isn't set up to entertain 200 people. Mm. And you have to remember also, even at a wedding, you know, it's very simple. Flowers, food, band,
sure,
cocktails.
Sure. That turned groom into an amusement park, yeah. that party. Yeah. The one.
Wait,
wow.
Kids party, we're like ball pits, balloons,
sure,
tumblers, sleepwalkers, carnival games, you know, food carts.
Yeah. Sounds fun. All right.
All right, Lisa Zelkin, thank you so much for joining us, CEO of the Party Planning Service, Send in the Clouds. I think this is a lesson in people spend the money that they have.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.